Now I'm talking to the Mini chief designer Gerd Hildebrandt and the product manager for the Mini Clubman, Bernd Körber. The new Mini model kept you busy for a long time. At last, it's arrived. Mr. Körber, will you describe to us what the Mini Clubman looks like?
Well, from the front, you wouldn't see the difference. As long as you're not an insider, you wouldn't see the difference to the Mini. You see the difference in the dune. So we have a different roof with dunes on left and the right side to give it more strength. Then on the side view, you also see a lot of the elements you are well known, like the black band, like the side scuttles, the spats, etc. Of course, the side view is a little bit extended compared with the Mini. And then the main difference is, of course, in the back, where you have the split door and a very distinct rear end design.
So you've remained faithful to the Mini motto from the original to the original. Mr. Hildebrandt, looking back, what was it about the Mini Clubman that preoccupied you most?
When you live so long within the development of a car, of course, you fall in love with your product. And I think working on a Mini design project is a very unique thing to do as a designer. And I'm very happy that my team and I can work on this. When I look now on this car, I think I'm very emotionally connected with this car, with a nice proportion. The long wheelbase really made the car look very sleek, very sporty. We have this nice red shape, which makes the car fighting forwards, and it has a very strong rear end through this stiff C-pillar treatment and the very delicately decorated elements, the rear lamps and the rear handles.
And for you as designer, what were the challenges with the Mini Clubman?
The big challenges happened 3 years ago, and over the time you forget all these challenges. But thinking back means the big opportunity we had with the bigger and longer Mini was additional functionality with access and loading. And to combine the functionality of hinging, opening, and making the best access for passengers through the doors and for loading through the back doors, with all the technical issues combined with aesthetics, that were the main adventure.
You've just mentioned the door design. Of course, the club door is one of the main features. How did the idea come to you, Mr. Körber?
Well, the car is 24 centimeters longer, so it makes a lot of sense to give better access to the rear, because if you have that additional space, why not use it and give customers a better access to the rear? And that's why we came up with the idea of adding a door, because we thought it has to be something unique for Mini, so a normal door might not be the best solution, so we added the club door to it. And the solution for the rear is really an element that we wanted to take over as an authentic element from the past.
The Mini Clubman doesn't just look larger, it really is. Will Mini fans still find any of the typical Mini characteristics?
Well, if you look at it from the front, you wouldn't even see a difference, because up to the B-pillar, it's basically the identical car. And there are three aspects to the car that are true for every Mini, or should be true for every Mini, and which are important. First is go-kart feeling. Every Mini has to drive like a Mini, and this is one of the key characteristics for all cars under the Mini brand. The second one is an unusual, extroverted, and outstanding design, which is quite clear and obvious with a Mini Clubman. And the third one is a high degree of individualization. And this is where actually the Mini Clubman is best in class among the Mini product family. Just for example, the exterior color combinations, where we have 44 exterior color combinations with the Mini Clubman.
While we're on the subject of colors, what opportunities does a Mini Clubman buyer have for customization, Mr. Hildebrandt?
Number one, he has all the possibilities the Mini offers already today. For the Clubman, we added another special color, which is hot chocolate as an exterior color. We have a new roof color, adequate to the Cooper S black and white we have on the new Mini. For the Clubman, we have the silver roof and the silver C-pillar. And in the interior, we have a new interior main color, which is also hot chocolate. And you can combine these normal colors, which is in the color range of the Mini, plus the hot chocolate, which is a unique color only for the Clubman, in a very high combination, indefinite combination, actually.
Many thanks, Mr. Hildebrandt, and thank you, Mr. Körber.